Proclamation number 8721 of 10th of January, 1964. Debates about truth must be conducted in love. Great patience and perseverance is necessary to introduce men to truth, be it on the part of the light beings on earth or also in the spiritual kingdom or on the part of man, who are in possession of pure truth on earth and are to pass it on to their fellow men. Because as soon as the degree of maturity of the latter still leaves something to be desired, they lack understanding and often also goodwill, and truth cannot be forced upon any man. And only one thing then promises right success, when love offers truth. Because no being can resist love in the long run. First, the eternal love itself guides the truth to people. It guides the truth through the light beings everywhere where there is still darkness on earth or in the hereafter. And love is a light. Therefore, a light shines into the darkness, which can also be seen by the souls and is felt as light, as benefit, to which they opened themselves. And this light will again shine on earth where love fills a heart, and then it will also be recognized and accepted as a gift of favor from God. And again, the person who passes it on must also live a life of love. Love for his fellow human being must motivate him to radiate the light further. Then it will also be accepted on the part of fellow women and be recognized as gift of favor. But it requires much patience and perseverance, because not all men kindle a light in themselves and therefore will often be more resistance than approval. However, if a light bearer is devoted to his fellow human being in love, then success will also not fail to materialize. His love will awaken counter-love, and love is a power which always has an effect in divine order. But divine order is perfection. Divine order is everything what leads to perfection. And that is why men must reach truth, then they will also move in divine order. They will lead a love life and perfect themselves. You men, who are now to carry my word out into the world, who are to spread the gospel of love and also want to record a success, you are not allowed to get tired to give love to fellow men, and therefore illuminate him with your love light, and such a love ray does not remain without effect, as soon as only the will of fellow men is good. But if he turns away from you completely, then the opponent is the supremacy, and you cannot wrest the soul from him, as long as this professes him. So also the light beings in the hereafter have little success with the souls, which are still slaves to the opponent, and since they also respect the will, they also have to muster much patience and perseverance until they achieve progress with the souls entrusted to their care. Because no soul, be it on earth or also in the hereafter, is without spiritual protection, without spiritual guidance, only its will is and remains free, and this can always only love change, what also can often last endless long times. But once still voluntarily the soul lets itself be defeated by love. You men on earth, who are to supply fellow men with truth as bearers of light, you must become strong yourselves in love. You must open yourselves to the divine ray of love light that it fills your heart completely, then also the work on the erring souls will always become easier for you. You will be able to defeat every resistance by virtue of your love. Jesus Christ's teaching of love will be accepted, and then there will also be a guarantee that people will arrive at the pure truth. For love illuminates even their hearts and lets them recognize brightly and clearly where their aim is and how they can reach this aim. Every influence is denied to God's opponent because he is recognized, unmasked and his work against truth is now no longer possible. Once truth has penetrated and you only ever need to oppose him and his work with love and you'll beat him completely, you'll defeat him by virtue of your love against which he's completely powerless. Amen.